Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Marilyn Wolf. Marilyn is a certified professional dog trainer and behavior consultant specializing in companion dogs. She provides classes on child canine safety as a licensed presenter of Doggone Safety at Work, as well as classes and seminars on puppy basics, house training, and other skills for creating a harmonious home with a dog. She also provides private consultations with people and their troubled dogs. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
I have always had sort of confidence in speaking up to a point. I had to give book reports in elementary school and didn't have any problem doing that. In high school, though, I used to have to build my speeches so that they didn't have a hard K sound, because if they did, I would catch my voice and have a hard time going on. As I moved into college, I had to take required courses where public speaking was an element and had varied success at that. Then I started working and had to make more presentations. Since I wasn't completely comfortable with that, I used to write my presentations out completely, word for word. Then I'd present them to myself in front of a full-length mirror with a clock and a tape recorder. Then I would go through and edit everything, and I would do it over and over until I got it the way I wanted to get comfortable with giving the presentation. Somewhere along the line, it occurred to me that if I was comfortable with the material, I felt that I knew it inside and out, that I didn't have a problem talking about it. When that occurred to me, I was able to present data at a conference of several hundred people. Now I teach dog training and behavior. I speak in front of small groups or individuals to convey scientific concepts in a manner that will make them both clear and repeatable to the general public. While teaching a group class with multiple people and multiple dogs, I not only have to present the material, but know what everyone in the room is doing. That means reading body language, listening to side conversations, hopefully there aren't any, and being able to move in and diffuse situations, if necessary, without missing a step in the presentation. I'm also in networking groups where I present something about my company regularly, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, depending on the group.
So given your experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you're born being able to do, and why do you believe that?
I think it's both. Since I work with animals, I know that achieving a difficult skill, and public speaking is the number one fear, I've heard, has a lot to do with the way it's presented. Small increments and small successes create an environment where confidence can be learned at a rate that's comfortable for the learner. That confidence allows and encourages the learner to try a little more next time. That works both with animals and with people who have fear of a specific, I guess, thing, element, item. So,
now, imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
If I were a public speaking superhero, I think I would be a superhero that holds her ground through the storm. I see my character as being big and wide and immovable, maybe even brushed stainless steel, but also permeable to transmit information back and forth so the storm can be dispersed and dissipated, and the need for my superhero then would go away. Because sometimes presenting information is not what people want to hear, but it still needs to be said. There's a skill in doing that that encourages people to listen.
So in other words, it would be the power to convey information that's difficult to hear or difficult to understand?
Sometimes, especially when you're talking budget numbers or consulting data, people have issues going on that they don't want presented. I was an internal consultant for a while, and sometimes I was given assignments, you know, go find out what's wrong over here, but the results were not always what people had hoped would be going on. But I still had to present that data in a way that encouraged people to listen and come up with options if they chose to.
So in a way, it's the ability to speak to a hostile audience, an audience that does not want to hear your message.
That's right. And I sometimes run into that now where people have a dog that is reactive. They think he's just being playful, but this dog really needs to be well managed when it goes out in public, and people don't always want to hear that.
Right. So if someone wanted to develop that particular superpower, and I can imagine that there are going to be many times when you might have to speak in front of a hostile audience, what advice would you give?
Start small. Have a goal in mind. Reward yourself for small successes. Each time you feel that you've achieved something, build on that and try something a little bit different next time so that you can achieve the goal. It's the same way I would present information to animals that are fearful or reactive. Small successes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your unique insights into speaking with us today at Public Speaking Superpowers.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
This is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.